She was diminutive with a sweet voice, but smart, quick-witted, and tough.
Had Ted Williams try and kick me out of this is my dugout. Get out of here. No women in my dugout. And I said, this isn't your dugout. This dugout belongs to the Chicago White Sox, and they said I can be here, okay? And he just goes, okay. Oh, okay. There you go, slugger.
People remembering Jeannie Morris today, trailblazer that she was, and including my good friend Peggy Kaczynski, who did a really touching tribute for her, to her, on NBC5. Peggy, how are you?
Hi, Anna. It's so good to talk to you, and unfortunately in such bad circumstances, but I'm honored to talk about a great lady.
Yeah, I just saw your piece, and I felt it was so powerful to any of us who were not sportscasters, but to a female sportscaster like yourself. You know, it just seemed like it was all that much more powerful and touching to you. You knew her, right?
Well, you know, it's so funny that I knew of her throughout my career. I did not grow up, you know, wanting to be Jeannie Morris, even though, you know, my parents were big Channel 2 watchers, and, you know, she and Johnny, most of their career were at Channel 2. They started out at Channel 5. But I got to know of her after I left college, and I decided I wanted to go into sports broadcasting. And, you know, when I came back to Chicago, everyone would say, oh, you're such a trailblazer. Oh, and I'd say, no, I am not the trailblazer. There were, you know, a handful of women who were hired at the network affiliates like NBC before I was. But I said the first was Jeannie Morris, and it was 30 years before I was hired at Channel 5. So it blew my mind that someone was doing this successfully. Emmy Award winner. She wrote books. She was extremely talented and was getting a lot of recognition. And yet, people forgot. People were like, "Oh," but it was very natural because they tuned in and she was part of the landscape.
Yeah, you know, I think it'd be fascinating to really have understood what she went through. That was that audio clip we just played was a little of her reacting to Ted Williams telling her, kicking her out of the dugout, essentially saying, you don't belong in here, you're a woman. And I just wonder, you know, when you look back at something, days like that, and you fast forward to today, you know, you think about how much things have changed, and you've probably experienced a lot in your career.
Well, oh, I'm so glad you played that clip, Anna, because when I was laying out the story for the editor, I told him, let her soundbite go a little bit longer, because her reaction, she goes, oh, okay. And she rolls her eyes and says, okay, slugger.
She wasn't taking it.
And I thought, oh, that was her. You know, okay, slugger. Okay, big guy. Okay, you know, Mr. Baseball player. That was, she had such a great sense of humor, a great personality, and she didn't back down to anybody, Ted Williams of all people. So that was really what I think stood out to most people, was it was very misleading to see this little woman. She was tiny, high-pitched voice, but she was a pit bull. She was a bulldog, and she was not afraid to give it right back to anybody. And that was something that I think she and I really shared with each other when we got to know each other 7 years ago with the Ring Lardner Awards. I had really pushed for them to honor her. And she found out, so she said, we need to meet. Let's go to dinner. And that's how we struck up our friendship. And I think we both realized we both used our sense of humor to get us through our careers, to get us through dealing with athletes and coaches and, you know, team presidents and general managers and things like that. We had a lot in common that way, and I just truly respected the heck out of her for it.
Oh, I mean, I can only imagine. It's just, it's amazing. I've covered sports just filling in here and there, and when sports rise to a level where the news person is sent to cover it, either on the road or locally.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a few things. The locker room scene was not my thing, and there's a lot of scene. And a lot, you know, sort of the treatment was a little different even 20 years ago, right? And you think about what she was facing before that. But the way she dealt with it, didn't she sit on top of a dugout at some point because she wasn't allowed in it? Wasn't that another story I heard?
Bears at Minnesota, football game. She shows up and they said, sorry, lady, you're not allowed in the press box. And she said, I've got every other credential. And they said, well, look at the back of your credential. It says no women or children allowed. And so she ended up sitting on the roof of the press box in a blizzard in Minnesota to cover the game right next to the big network television cameras. That's where she sat. So, you know, she didn't go in the locker rooms. She had to go to a room next to the locker rooms. I can't repeat a couple of the stories, but if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some people that did repeat some of her stories. You know, they say, hey, lady, don't look. There's men in here getting dressed. And she'd say, well, tell the men not to look. There's ladies over here.
Oh, so, she was great.
She just was, and she supported women, Anna. That's what I really want to tell women today. We're so competitive with each other. Sometimes we forget to boost each other up. And she always supported other women.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to hear, and it seemed just seeing the piece you did for NBC about her, that really came through, how here you are 30 years later, and she's like, let's go to dinner, and flew in for this award ceremony, and the two of you came to know each other. I mean, I wonder if she really understood her place in history, or I'm sure she did. Did she?
She was a little befuddled by the fact that people kept asking her about her place in history. She was just following her heart and doing what she was interested in and doing what she was good at. She wasn't trying to make history. And I think if we look throughout time, most women who break barriers are not going after it trying to break a barrier. They're just doing what they're good at, and they just were relentless, and that's what she did. And if, by the way, she broke some barriers, okay. I think she really said it best to her son, Tim, that she was really just there. And someone needed to be there at that time to do it. And it was her. She didn't try to be the first at anything. She was just there, and she was doing it. And, you know, I think it kind of amazed her, but she was up. Listen, she was in women's lib. Think about this, in the 50s.
Yeah.
This was a very progressive woman that would not just be Mrs. Johnny Morris, even though that was her first byline. She was a political activist. She worked on the Kennedy campaign when she was in college. She was very, very active politically and very much looking out for women's rights.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. There's a point in the bio here, one of them that I read today, that she used to cover sports for the women's pages, but initially, and then became, sounds baffling to me, but okay, that's the way it was. Chicago's first female sports broadcaster, first woman to report from the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just, like you say, she was doing what she loved and was darn good at it, like you are. Tell us, I just have a few seconds left, Peggy, and I so appreciate you sharing your memories and thoughts about this, but you have a podcast now, too, that we should know about.
I do, and you know what's crazy, Anna? It's called The Sportscaster and Her Son. I do this podcast with my son. You can hear it on Apple, just about anywhere that you get your audio. And we asked Jeannie to come on the show October, the first week of October, to talk about Gayle Sayers. She was getting cancer treatments. She knew that she was in the final months of her life, and yet she insisted on coming on. I had just found out. I did not know that it was what was going on. And I said, oh, Jeannie, forget it. It is not important. I can find another guest. She said, absolutely not. And friends of mine said she was at a dinner party, and they were laughing and telling stories, and all of a sudden she looked and said, oh, my gosh, I'm supposed to be doing Peggy Kaczynski's podcast. I'm late. And they started laughing. They said, it's a podcast. It doesn't start at any certain time.
Oh.
You can show up at any point. But, yes,
but there she was.
To talk about Gayle Sayers. So, yeah, just a lovely woman, gave of herself, and really made a mark in history while doing it.
Yeah, how about it? Thanks, Peggy. Good hearing your voice. Say hi to your family for me.
You too, Anna. Thank you. Be well.